Good evening. I'm Bill Campbell, and welcome to Straight Talk, the definitely live radio program coming from KUAC Studios. Thank you for staying patient there and getting us into the show tonight. Tonight's a very special show for both myself, especially for myself. Tonight is the final program of Straight Talk for the spring of 1990. Straight Talk's been on the air for a couple of years now, about a year and a half, and time to move on to bigger and broader things. But we'll get into that after I finish talking to my guest tonight. Joining me live in the studio, I have Gail. A little bit about Gail. She's a college student here at the UAF, and she's 21 years old and has a young, very beautiful 2-year-old daughter who I happened to meet the other day. Welcome, Gail. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bill.
A little about what we're going to talk about is teen pregnancy is always in the news. It seems you're always hearing about young teenagers who accidentally become pregnant. But you kind of are in a different situation. You had a baby girl when you were 19, but like you were telling us earlier for the class that we haven't been together, you wanted the pregnancy. You wanted the baby girl.
Right. Well, most of my friends, well, just about all of my friends had children at that time. And I saw them with their children, and I wanted to experience the same things. Also, right around the time I got pregnant, a friend of mine who doesn't live in the state, but she had one young child, and she had got pregnant again, and she was not married, and she was not didn't have a job. She was on welfare. And I just didn't think that her situation was where she should have another child. And at the time, I was living on my own, and I had a job, and I was trying to convince her to let me take custody of her child. Mm-hmm. And I was going to do that, and my parents were going to help me with that. And then I reconsidered, and I decided that I really would like to have just a child of my own, and because I thought she might want to take her child back after she got on her feet, and I really didn't want to go through that. So
I'm trying to raise someone else's.
Right, and the chance that she would want it back.
Did your parents support the idea of you kind of adopting? Or were you trying to actually adopt the child legally?
Yes, that's what I wanted to do in the long run. Yes, my parents seemed to go along with that. So I thought that if I decided to have a child of my own, that they would go along with that too. And that wasn't the case. I'm not exactly sure of the reasoning, but when I became pregnant and I told them, they weren't exactly thrilled with mm-hmm. the idea.
Did you tell them before? Because you made a conscious decision. Did you talk to them before you became pregnant?
No, I didn't. This was all my own decision.
You said you were living on your own. You'd already graduated from high school?
Yes. At that time, I hadn't decided. I knew I wanted to go on to a further, you know, higher education. I wasn't sure what at the time, and I was working full-time and just kind of trying to decide what I wanted to do, if I wanted to go to college or a business school or something like that.
What brought you to Fairbanks? Because I know you didn't live here. You didn't graduate from high school, or did you?
Yes, I did. I graduated from Lathrop. I came up here my senior year because okay. my stepfather was in the military.
Okay, so you did live here, and you were living on your own then.
Right.
What about the father of your baby girl? What is your child's name, Bert?
Her name is Devin Brittany.
Devin? Good. So that's a pretty name. Devin. Anyhow, what is Devin's father? Were you dating him at the time? And did you discuss the decision with him and talk to him about it?
Well, I told him that I wanted to have a baby by him, and I don't think he really ever took me seriously. He never said, well, no, but he never said yes either. So it was my decision, and if he didn't support it, I knew that I would have to accept that because it was mine, not his decision.
Did you know what you were getting into? Not now that you've had the child, and Devin's 2 years old, and you look back on it, did you know then?
Yes, I think I did. There has been no surprises about motherhood for me. It's a greater joy than I expected, more than worse or harder than I expected.
Did you come from a family, lots of children?
Yes, I did. I have 5 sisters and 1 brother.
That constitutes a lot of children. Are you older by chance?
Well, I'm in the middle. And so I have 2 younger sisters and a younger brother.
So you babysat a lot and
yeah,
around
I did.
Children. Was it? I don't know. I come from a family of 4 boys, but I'm the youngest, so I've never mm-hmm. babysat in my life. you give me a young child, and I've never changed a diaper. I'm really naive as far as that comes, and happily naive, I must add. Was it like it was having a family? Was having your own daughter kind of like babysitting? I mean,
well, when you babysit, there's always someone to give them back to, of course, and someone to share. But when it's your own, it is different. But I guess that I knew the basics, you know, how to warm a bottle and all that kind of stuff. Like, a lot of young mothers don't. A lot of teenage mothers don't. They don't have anything to look back on when they're trying to raise their own child. But, of course, having your own and knowing that, that is your daughter who just took her first step and rolled over for the first time, it's
Well, when you did become pregnant, when you went in for you, we were talking before the show a little bit. You mentioned you got a pregnancy test at the health center here in town. How did they react? Did they react like it was an accident, like you're an accidental, you know, pregnancy, or did they understand that you really wanted a baby girl or
a
baby?
When you go in, you have to fill out a sheet, and it asks you those questions. You know, did you want to get pregnant? What are you going to do if you are pregnant, if the test is positive? And I had filled out on there that, yes, I did want to become pregnant and that I was going to plan on keeping it and that I was with her father at that time. So when they did tell me the test was positive, they, I can't remember exact words, but she said, this is, you kind of expected this. This is what you wanted. And I said, yeah. And so.
What about the father? I mean, like you said earlier, he didn't really say yes, but he didn't really say no. Did, was he mad when you told him you were pregnant, or was he happy? Or?
No, he wasn't really mad. I'm not going to say that he jumped for joy either, but it's something that he accepted and went along with as, you know, my pregnancy progressed. He doesn't live in the state right now, but we are still together over the telephone mainly, and one day, hopefully, we will be married.
If not?
Well, I think that single parenting gets a lot of bad publicity because of teenagers who have children who aren't ready and they don't handle it well. And I think that I can give Brittany everything that she needs as far as parenting goes if I don't get married. And even if I don't marry her father, he will still have something to do with her.
You know, some contact. When you kind of told us a little story before, like when we were talking before the show, but when you had the child and you said that the father wasn't there and the nurses kind of made some comments about that. Do you mind explaining that again?
Yeah, they just kept asking me, you know, where my husband was, and I tried to tell them that I wasn't married, and they kept asking me. Like, they didn't quite understand. I had her on base, and I don't think that they see a lot of single
planned teenage pregnancy.
And so I was kind of, I don't know, I was kind of embarrassed. My mother was with me, and I had to say, repeat it over and over, that the father was not there.
What'd your mom react to those questions?
She kept telling the nurse, too, that that father wasn't present.
Are you still having that problem, even now?
Yeah. I always see that when wherever I go, like to the pediatrician or wherever, they always automatically assume that you're married. And a lot of times, in a lot of situations, I find it more convenient just to let them think it, just go along with it and not say, well, I'm not married. And but I'm not ashamed. I'm not really ashamed that I'm a single parent, because it's something I wanted to do.
So how is it? Was it a, obviously it was adjustment. I'm not even going to ask if it was a real adjustment when she was born, because that's without questioning. But when you finally made a decision, I mean, you're a college student now, you're going for your degree, your four-year degree, which to begin with, you're working a full-time job, I know, on the side. Just trying to get time to talk to you was difficult enough and whatnot. Thank goodness today's your day off, it worked out. But how is it trying to transition from being simply a working graduate of high school, jumping into college with a child and working full-time?
Well, you definitely have to learn how to budget your time and to no time to waste doing watching TV or anything like that. You just have to use your time wisely. And well, I'm just the type of person who likes to keep busy anyway. And so doing all three just definitely takes up.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
If any callers, if any of the listeners out there tonight, by chance, like to call and ask Gail a question or make a comment or or share a story, please feel free to give us a call. The number here to the studio is 474-5044. Once again, that phone number is 474-5044 if you have any questions, comments, ideas, thoughts. A little bit about, you made another comment earlier that about Brittany, I don't want to say Devin again, but Brittany, how she's biracial.
Uh-huh.
Did that have an effect?
Well, on my family it did. That was one of the problems they had with my pregnancy was the difficulties that we might have after she was born because of the fact that she is biracial.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly in the older part of my family, like my grandparents and the older generation.
You told a story. We kind of, the way I kind of got the idea to have you on the show tonight and talk to you is we, in one of our classes, we did a project on teen pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were doing that project, our group, you told a story about how you believe that your older relatives, when you're there, they have your pictures out, and when you leave, they put pictures away or something to that effect?
Yeah, pictures of my daughter.
Oh, okay.
I think that they don't like to brag to other members of the family or their friends, for that matter, that they have a great-granddaughter. And when my sister went to visit, she said you can tell that the picture was just kind of slapped up there at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, it doesn't really bother me because they can accept it or they can't. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to worry about it because they were raised in a completely different generation, and it's too hard to change your views about things when you're that age, so it just doesn't really bother me.
What about your parents? I don't think are very old.
And no.
They're on the younger side. They're from a, what's the word, a younger generation, mm-hmm. This is perhaps more accepted, because today really isn't that uncommon for single parents. They obviously weren't real happy, but are they supportive now that have they come to realize the fact that Brittany's two and obviously going to be around for many years to come?
Yeah, my parents, they're the typical grandparents and spoilers to death and do all those kind of things. I think Brittany is lucky because she does have an extended family, and that my parents would help me out if I ever needed it, or help her out if she ever needed it. Me having a child is not worth losing a daughter over, and they realized that, and I was going to have her one way or the other, so.
Mm-hmm. What about his parents, the fathers?
I've never met his parents, so I couldn't really say.
All right.
But I'm going to in May.
Oh, in May you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you mentioned that you were going outside here. Are you going to come back to Fairbanks?
Yes, I am. I was planning on leaving and moving down there, but nursing classes, it's too hard to get them to transfer, so I'm just going to graduate up here.
And stay here. I suppose daycare is probably going to be the answer, but what do you do with Brittany during the day while you're in school?
She does go to a daycare center. I try and limit I do get daycare assistance, so she can get 40 hours a week of daycare, and I just try and limit it and just keep her there. She's, on average, she's only there about 20 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't feel like it's that bad for her. She actually really likes it.
And she enjoys it there.
Yeah.
What about working? Was it real difficult to find a job that you could work in around Brittany and around school? And I guess what I'm kind of getting at is,
yeah.
What is it like? I mean, paying the bills. I mean, a young daughter has got to be expensive.
Yeah, it is. Just learn to budget and I don't have, I just limit the things that I get for myself. And, you know, Brittany always comes first, of course. And I have a cheap apartment and I had to have a car that's paid for. So it's really not that bad.
Mm-hmm. What about now? You say you're still with the father.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to question is how's the dating game? What is it like trying to date when you have a daughter?
Well, I don't know because I haven't dated since I've had her, but like I see with my friends that they do have problems that guys automatically assume that they're either out looking for a husband, you know, and looking to trap somebody, I think is what a lot of the ideas are, or that they're just someone that's really
Yeah, easy would be a word that'd come to mind, or something like that.
So that is hard, but like I said, I've never had any problems.
You probably don't have the time.
Yeah.
Do you find with some of the other girlfriends who have children, because you don't seem to rely on your parents at all, you seem to be real self-independent. Are they? I guess if you're independent, you'd have to be self-independent. But anyhow, do they rely more on parents? Is that kind of the norm? Do they get help from family more than you do?
Well, I think so. Because my family is not up here, so as far as financially it goes, no, I don't think that my friends do. But as far as maybe babysitting and stuff like that, maybe more so my friends rely on their family.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel being up here alone? You know, like your family lives outside. Do you ever feel like it was a mistake?
No, I don't. No. Maybe a couple times when she was before she started sleeping through the nights, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the tough time. No. Now it's easy. She's a joy. And
does she find it difficult to... I guess she's always with you, isn't she?
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm trying to get as is more. I'm not specifically looking at you, but your friends who are also teen parents. Were they? Do you find other girls who also made the conscious decision to get pregnant, or do you see more girls who are shaking your head already? were they accidents?
Yeah, I think just about all the friends that I have who became pregnant at a young age. It wasn't something that they planned on doing, and I think that's sad that maybe society's attitude has become really desensitized to teenage pregnancies, which is kind of sad because it is a tragedy and it affects.
Is there support out there for?
Yeah, I think so. Like we discussed in our project about high schools getting daycare mm-hmm. centers, and
which may seem far out to some people, but Anchorage, we thought it was Diamond High School in Anchorage?
Yeah.
Built a daycare for students with children.
That is just another sign that society is beginning to accept it, which I don't know if I totally agree with, because, you know, it is a tragedy mm-hmm. when a teenager becomes pregnant.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. I have my mother. My parents are older. They're in their 50s. They're not old, but yet they're from an older generation. And these days you hear about teen pregnancies. You know, I hear about a high school girl. And girls get pregnant. They're in high school. They're pregnant. They leave school for 3-4 weeks. They have a child. They come back to high school. They had a tutor while they were out, and they're right back in class. Mm-hmm. But in the older days, like I was talking to my mom, she said girls got pregnant then, too. It's just when they got pregnant, they were sent off to the aunt's house in another town. They dropped out of school. So that's changing. I mean, at least girls mm-hmm. are staying in school. Do you think... for your friends, and I know that this doesn't apply to you, who got pregnant, did they stay in school? Are they going to college now and trying to do something?
Well, like I said, when I was talking about earlier about the friend that I was going to try and get custody of her child, she's not. And but like my friends up here, they've gone on to business school and are doing something. The ones that I have out of state, the friends that I grew up with, I have a few that are pregnant or had children at a young age, and no, they're not. They haven't shown any desire to go on to school.
Do something more.
Mm-hmm.
What about the future? What are you? Like I said, you and Brittany's father are still together and still talk and whatnot. Are you mm-hmm. hoping for marriage there?
Yeah, in the long run. There's too many things I want to do right now, and Brittany's enough without having to worry about
another child.
Yeah. I just want to finish school and establish myself in my career and see what the future holds. I don't know.
More children?
I'd really like to adopt.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so?
I just think there's a lot of unwanted children out there, and I want them.
Huh. like I said, do you ever talk to the father about, and if I get too personal, just cut me off, but is he looking at coming back? You said you're going out in May to see him, I take it?
Yeah. Well, he probably won't come back up here. I don't think I'm going to make Alaska my home. When I graduate, I plan on leaving, so I'll probably go down there.
Mm-hmm. Anything, as far as we mentioned earlier about services, you know, when you had the child, and you mentioned something about some support for the daycare. Is that state support?
Yes, that's daycare assistance. I believe that's funded by the city. I'm not sure if it's state or the city, but it's for single or married couples with children that need, because of the cost of daycare is so outrageous.
Any other services that you came across? We mentioned the public health center.
Right. I took prenatal classes from the health center, and Fairbanks Counseling and Adoption. I didn't use any of their services, but they have a variety of services for teen mothers.
You know, there's also like Women's in Crisis and Counseling Association.
Yeah, that's through the... Well, that used to be through Fairbanks Health Center, and now it's through Salvation Army.
And we only have a few minutes left, but any comments to perhaps parents out there who might be listening who might have a daughter who just told them they're pregnant or something as far as accepting it?
And they just have to be understanding and understand that this day and age is a little bit different than the times that they grew up in. And I would just hope that they would never turn their backs on their daughter at a time when this is when they she probably needs them the most than she ever has. There's a lot of options for a teenager that's pregnant. There are a lot of couples that want children that can't have them, and they should just view everything and then make their decision
as unbiasedly as possible.
Yeah.
Did you ever think when you were actually pregnant about adoption? Did you ever feel like it was a mistake? Were you like 3 or 4 months pregnant and go, oh my God, what am I doing now that I'm pregnant? Did that ever?
No. For myself, I never considered adoption. I knew it was going to be hard, but it was something that I wanted to do and I knew I could do and do good, so.
Mm-hmm. You ever feel like Brittany's losing out on anything, not having a father around?
No. Like I said, I have an extended family, though they're not up here, but we do make our visits down there. And my sister does live in town. I have a sister that lives in town. And I have a good network of friends, and I do have guy friends that come around, and so that she does get a little bit of male influence, I guess you could call it.
Does she have a question yet? Does she ever ask questions about where's dad?
No, she's... Even though her first word was daddy, so guys that think that their children are saying daddy, their first word, it's just the easiest sounds to make. It really means nothing because that was her first words, but she wasn't around him at that time. But she's too young, and if we're not together when she gets older, I'll tell her the truth, and if not, if we are together, then of course she'll. But I will tell her that we weren't married.
And you decided to have the child.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. I'm glad to see you're in school. So often, teenage come pregnant, drop school, and
right,
and that's kind of where it ends. So you're in school. Well, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Good luck. And like I said, I met Brittany. I guess she's probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now, but she had chicken pox at the time.
Yeah.
Since I've never had chicken pox, I stayed away. But she looked cute from afar. Tonight's program of Straight Talk is kind of a special program. Straight Talk's first program came on November 15th of 1988, and it was my senior year of high school when we started the program. And I'd like to, again, since tonight is my final show of Straight Talk, I'd like to say thank you to a few people. This show, to say the very least, has been an experience for me. Carla Tonella, who was the program director here at KUAC, is the lady who discovered me or gave me the chance, and it was her idea for this program, and she contacted me after I did an interview up here and gave me the opportunity to come on the air and start this program. She engineered the show for the longest time, and then I got John Christopite, who engineered for me. In fact, John happens to be engineering tonight, and John's been around for the last year and a half, helped me out, and he also works up here, and John's been a real help engineering. He's the guy in my earphones who gives me the cues when I need help and who lets me know when the phone callers are coming in. And then we had a change here at KUAC, and Kathy Thomas became our new program director just, my goodness, probably 6 months ago now, not too darn long ago. And Kathy's been a real help. She came up with some fresh new ideas for the station and for my program, and I really enjoyed working with Kathy, and I appreciated all the help that she gave me. Switching into the college mode made Straight Talk real difficult for me, and Kathy really did help out. We had another engineer, too, Dave Breen, who was in charge of volunteers up here at university. Dave did a lot of engineering for me. Dave, in fact, is the gentleman who went to Valdez with me here in January and made it through our big emergency landing. When we had aircraft problems coming home, Dave was right there beside me and helped me get the airplane on the ground and everything else. So Dave was a real help. I'd like to thank Dave, too. And then John Christopite, like I mentioned, is here once again tonight. Dave Breen decided to move on, and so John came in and filled his shoes and helped me out. But stay tuned to KUAC, because next Wednesday night, even though Straight Talk's going to be off the air for the season, we have a new program coming up, and it's a new program called Current Exchange. The program is going to be co-hosted. Ann Thorensen, who's our new news director here, and Ann Sequist will be sharing the duties. Next week, the first program, Ann Sequist will be hosting, and she's going to have interviews with the different nominees for the Board of Regents president. And that'll be next week on Current Exchange, which will be replacing Straight Talk. But for those of you who lie out there, who write and who listen and who call me and who write letters and whatnot, don't fear. We're looking for a new host for Straight Talk. I've decided since I'm in college now, it's time for me to move on and try some other options, and I'm flight instructing now, and so I'm ready to try something different. But KUAC is looking for a new high school host for Straight Talk, and I'm looking also. I'd really like to see this program continue. And so if anyone out there by chance knows a sophomore or a junior in high school is what we're looking for, someone who's interested in journalism, interested in broadcast, and who you think might be responsible enough and independent enough and motivated enough to produce their own weekly talk show, half-hour talk show here on KUAC, we'd really like to hear from you. We've talked to different high schools, and we have a few names. But if you know anyone in particular, or if you're listening and you think you might be interested in it, we're looking for someone who is in high school. We like that angle. So please give Ann Thorensen a call up here at KUAC. She's here normal working hours, Monday through Friday. So please give Ann a call and give her those names so we can keep this program going. I'd really like to see Straight Talk come back on next fall. KUAC has been very supportive over the last year and a half, and it's a perfect station to work for. I've really enjoyed it. So to all those who have listened and to written in and called in and given me support over the last year and a half, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you'll still see me around here, but on the TV side, behind the cameras a little bit. So until next fall, when hopefully Straight Talk will be back with a new host, and until next Wednesday night when Ann Sequist will be on with the new program, Current Exchange, I'm Bill Campbell. So until then, good night.